When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
A giant sigh of relief for Red Sox fans and for Rafael Devers with a double last night. And so, Curtis, I think he avoids the Boo Birds tomorrow at Fenway.
Oh, hey, Ralphie.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the good. K cards are back, no longer Devers cards. So moving in the right direction.
All right.
Honestly, it's been okay on the field. I mean, 2-4 isn't great, but
yeah.
The extensions, and just I give the Red Sox a lot of credit. I don't know what else you could say. I mean, Campbell's been dominant, or not dominant, but pretty damn good since he arrived.
Yeah.
And you got Crochet and those two locked up in a very team-friendly contracts. It feels like the old days.
Well, we'll get to what Christian Campbell said about his new deal momentarily during They Said It. The roadshow schedule dropped on Tuesday. And we are less than a month away from roadshow number one in the 413 out in Springfield. So that is May 2nd. And I don't, have you gotten any feedback? The only feedback I got was, and I cleared this up yesterday, was some of the Rhode Island listeners were like, what's up? I want you guys to go. I love seeing you guys at Matunic Oyster Bar. Love going to Whalers. And We have a really, really cool one-day event that we're doing with Whalers, which I will not reveal yet, but later in the summer. So somebody yesterday was DMing me, Wiggy, because you said you needed a way to get over to the dive on Lake Winnipesaukee, and the guy, I'm assuming it's a guy, said he would grab you on a jet ski. He's on Governor's Island.
All right.
Said he would scoot you right over there, 5 a.m. on the jet ski.
All right, I love driving a jet ski.
Well, I think you'd be riding B.
Oh, I'd be riding bitch?
Yeah. I said B for a reason. But yes.
I think I'm going to have to turn the other way if we do that back to back.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
You're supposed to put your arm around.
No.
You put your arms around this.
No.
The guy's a listener.
Get a sidecar or something. They must have a jet ski sidecar. I think we're too old for that.
You don't have to do full wrap around.
Doesn't
you
matter.
Can just hold on to the back of the life
shoulders.
Jacket.
Yeah, you can hold his shoulders.
No. I'll sit the other way and hold on to the little handle on the back of the jet ski. We'll go back to back.
978 texter says, are we required to swim out to the show at Winnipesaukee? No. The incredible people at the dive will be running shuttles right from the marina. There's a marina right down the little riverway, and so they'll be running shuttles out all morning, and you could swim out. I mean, it's July 3rd, so lake will be warm.
Right, lake's always warm, it seems like.
And the weather will be beautiful, and so we'll find a way to get you out there. And the dive has bar seats that are actually in the water on the bottom deck. Of the dive. So you can sit right there in the water.
Well, don't even have to go to the bathroom.
we would recommend you go to the bathroom.
You don't have to worry about going to the
bathroom.
Don't
have to miss a second of the show.
That is correct. You can sit right there. So full roadshow schedule is up and on all of our social media. And if you haven't followed the show on Instagram, then please do. It is The Greg Hill Show, WEEI. Courtney has the news coming up right now. This.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Don Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Well, it's been pointed out before, but on the Subaru of New England text line, a text that says Wiggy is so insecure about his sexuality. Yes, we've covered that.
It has nothing to do with my sexuality. I don't want to be riding on the back of a jet ski with my arms around a grown-ass man.
What if we get a bigger jet? Like, maybe there's a tow, some kind of a tow vehicle that the so jet
yeah,
ski
one of those little,
could
pull
you in a raft or something.
I'll do
like
that. That has nothing to do with that, sexuality,
that
people.
Could be a lot of fun.
Pull him in a raft.
Yeah. All right, where are we beginning this morning, Sean?
Greg, let's begin with the guy who has a brand new contract. That'd be Christian Campbell. He signed an 8-year, $60 million contract extension with the Sox, and he's been playing well since he's been called up to the majors. Here was Christian Campbell about signing that contract extension and being in Boston long term.
No, it's a great place to be in front of a winning city, winning culture, winning people, and I'm definitely fortunate. I'm looking forward to being in Boston. It means a lot. It means a lot. I mean, they developed me from day one. As soon as I got drafted, they've been working with me every day. I've learned something new every day, and they've helped me become the player I am today. So it means a lot to me that I'm with the Red Sox for a long time.
I mean, great deal when you look at who ended up winning. I you could argue that the Red Sox win this deal, and it's $60 million guaranteed, and then you got a couple extensions that can get the deal to $96-97 million
right.
dollars, and so you're locked in with one of your prospects
that looks really good.
You know that you're going to have for a long, long time.
Right, it's, looks really good. He's young. Yeah. Why would you not want to do that if you know that you can? And then what I think locking a guy up at that age, he's saying with like a Garrett Crochet. What it does is they then are happy to be with the organization, and if they feel like, all right, next contract, let's sit down and let's get something done. You know, help each other out here because you helped me out in the beginning. They maybe might be able to willing to like that hometown discount returning the favor.
Yeah. Curtis, what would you guess flipped the switch? I mean, that's a couple deals back to back by this Red Sox team decided to invest some money. Like, what?
Well, those are, I mean, I would say that the players came to the table.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the Red Sox because these are very team friendly deals. So I wouldn't, this isn't them acquiring a guy at the top of the market. This is buying out arbitration years at a premium and then getting the free agent years, which is two in both cases, at a discount. And that's what you do because it's all guaranteed.
Yeah.
So you get Campbell and Crochet, if they never play baseball again, will have money for their family for generations. And that's how you get them to do it. The Red Sox did this with Pedroia. They did it with Lester, I believe, before he left as a free agent. It's a very smart way to do business, and it's the only thing. This is sort of like the NFL draft allowing teams to be great in other areas. If you have young players, either you draft and develop or you acquire them, then you're able to get these kind of contracts, which are, enable you to spend money elsewhere.
And I think all the attention goes away from ownership. Now all the attention is squarely focused on one guy.
And that, Alex Cora.
And that's Alex Cora.
Yeah.
You know, because you now got the players. You went out. They spent money on Bregman. You gave him money. You went out, and then you re-signed your guys to make them happy so they don't have to be dealing with it or thinking about it. Crochet doesn't have to worry about a contract. He can go out there and just pitch. Now it's all about one guy and how does Alex Cora and the rest of those coaches manage this team and get this team to be a playoff contender.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, we can hear from one other Red Sox yesterday. Rafael Devers finally broke the hitless streak. He ended up with he got a double in the game last night, and he was asked about the reaction from the dugout. Here was his response through his translator.
How much did you enjoy the dugout reaction and the reaction of the crowd behind the dugout?
Mucho, mucho, mucho. Eso me pone feliz, me pone alegre, porque sabemos que siempre están atentos a mi turno, atentos a lo que hago, y eso es algo que me emociona.
No, I enjoy it a lot. It makes me happy. I see seeing that reaction because that makes me see that they're paying attention to my at bat and they're supporting me, and it makes me feel very, very happy about that.
Okay. Good for him. So is he okay now?
Trending in the right direction.
Yes.
I think that mental block, I mean, getting your first one out of the way, so important. So,
and you saw it on his face when he was standing at second base, like, oh,
thank finally. God.
Thank God I got out of this thing, you know, and hopefully this will be the domino effect that will allow me to start feeling more comfortable at the plate.
And more confident.
Yeah,
I did hear Alex Cora on this radio station yesterday afternoon discussing the fact that he didn't feel like it was the missed opportunities in spring training that led to the issues that Rafael has had. And he pointed to Willier Abreu, who missed a good part of spring training, as an example of somebody that didn't affect.
So what did he say he thought it was? Did he think that Devers was getting in his own head?
We can get to the audio later. He didn't go so far as to say what.
But didn't he say it was mechanical?
Yeah, said it was mechanical. And so do you feel like that is spring training? That should be fixed?
Yeah, I mean, I also want to, if we could get back to it at some point. Courtney gaslit the crap out of me with that picture with the side-by-side. He totally looks different.
I don't think he looks different.
Oh, my God. I saw that when I got home. Like, I didn't even fight back because I was like, oh, I must be wrong. And I looked at it, and I was like, no, I'm not wrong.
No, I don't think he looks that different. I also
now it's that different. We're slowly.
I don't think he looks different. I didn't think he looked different in person. I didn't think he looked that different in that photo because I do think it's
a uniform reaction to it. When people are reacting to it online, it's like everybody sees what I see. It's not like some people say it doesn't look any different.
All right, so there it is. I don't know. I think that's the side-by-side.
No, there's...
That's the one that they put up yesterday.
That's the same one that we put up.
That's the same exact one. You can't really tell.
I love that Curtis is going back to me gaslighting him after Greg brings up that Alex Cora said that it wasn't the fact that he was not prepared throughout spring training. Just saying.
And Shime will tell you this.
What?
Oh.
What do you mean?
Go ahead. I don't want to step on your toes there. Go ahead.
So he has mechanical issues at the plate. How do you fix mechanical issues at the plate?
I think that it's the mechanical issues are that his brain is not computing with his body. It's a mental issue.
How do you get...
When you become a parent or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary, rates may vary.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Through mental issues, you have to rep reps, right?
I don't know. I think that maybe you needed to go see somebody to talk it through.
Mm. Oh.
Okay. Reps don't help the yips.
Yeah, but I think
it was Tech consoling him in the dugout that changed things.
I think it was.
I mean,
but if Cora says he's getting in, don't you think he's getting a ton of at-bats, whether it's in the cage, whether it's bat in practice?
Yes.
So he's getting the reps. He might just not be getting the live reps versus another team. But no one, Shime will tell you this, I'll tell you this, Greg, you should be able to tell people this, as fat guys, you don't know the difference between somebody being 5 to 7 pounds heavier or lighter.
It can interfere. Like, my plan is to drop 10 before the match, just for swing.
10 before the match?
Oh, yeah, for swing purposes.
When's
the match? I'll probably fast.
What are you going to do, get the neuro again?
I'm going to go like 16, 17-hour, 3-day fast.
Oh, wow.
Water only.
I was going to say, is the match brought to you by Wegovy?
That'll get you
there. It's brought to you by Ozempic.
No, that'll get you there. 16-hour fasting?
No, I'm going to go 3-day water fast. I'm thinking about a 3-day. How do you feel about the 3-day water fast? Dana White used it and mm-hmm. swears by it.
Yeah, Dana White does all that stuff. So if he swears,
isn't he biohacking?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's like figuring out how to make yourself live forever.
Oh, yeah.
I knew he did something like where he could. He did some study on how long he was going to live or something like that.
Yeah.
But I leave that in God's hands.
When we get to the match at Granite Links, first week of May or whenever, completely different swing from yours truly.
Huh?
I'm promising you that. Oh. And new clubs. I'm investing in new clubs this
Those aren't going to help you.
Okay.
Huh?
I said those aren't going to help
you. I've had the same clubs for 20-something years, so I think they probably will.
I need this happen to like this weekend. I am so excited for this.
We're going to go live on Twitch during the match, right, John?
Absolutely.
Okay. This is Jim from Boston. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
What's up?
I have a question for Curtis because I'm the guy that brought Joe, and you're the only guy that every time you don't talk to me unless I mention Joe. But how does Christian Campbell get an 8-year, $60 million contract? How many games does he play for the Sox?
You mean regular season, up big club, 6.
Right now, he's a rookie.
Yeah, 6.
What? Look,
Whatever the number is, 7. Why? What's your point?
Jaron Duran. He's the best player on the team, not making anywhere near that, and he was the MVP of the All-Star game.
Oh, my God, he was the MVP of the All-Star game? They should give him a 20-year deal.
Well, Curtis, I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. The guy's Duran, he's fast. He's almost a 5-tool player.
Well, I mean, correct? It takes two parties to tango. I mean, who knows that they haven't gone to Duran, and he said, I want to get to free agency.
Right. Okay.
No. what do you think happened,
generation
Jim?
Where best outfield ever, Jim Rice, Fred Lynn,
yes.
Dewey Evans.
We talked about it earlier.
So that's it.
Yeah.
You know.
All right.
That's it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right. I'm going to say
bye-bye.
they should get Duran done, though. He's another guy that they should get done.
Yeah, but I think that...
That is the most masshole reaction ever. It's like, we got a great deal on a young up-and-coming player that everybody's positive about. And it's like, Jaron Duran deserved it.
Well, but this is the way a lot of people suggest it should go, is that you develop your own talent and you get them to sign a deal like this early on that is a favorable deal for the ball club and ends up being, in this case, I'm sure, a deal that Christian Campbell is very happy with.
It's called a fair market deal for everybody.
Yes.
And generally organizations want to lowball guys, and that's why you see so many guys, whether they're going through arbitration, because just give me what I'm worth. And if you do that, then I think what that does is that takes away the negative feelings for when we have to sit down and do this again down the road.
You get somebody like Garrett Crochet, who's 25 years old and is making $3.5 million this year, and he looks at it like, okay, I'm making $28 million next year.
Yep.
I'm willing to go long-term deal now because of the big gain that I get coming now.
Like, and he's making $4 million, Jaron Duran, this year. It's his first arbitration year. Next year, there's a team option for $9 million, and then he becomes a free agent and can make $30 million, whatever he wants. He's far closer to free agency. The only reason these deals specifically for Campbell make sense is that you get 5 years where Campbell was going to be making relatively no money, and you get 2 free agent years where he could potentially make a lot of money. You meet in the middle, and you extend him because you believe in the player, and now the player knows that no matter what happens, they will be able to have $50 million in their bank account.
They went back and forth with Jaron Duran last season, and he turned down a deal.
Right.
Several, I think.
Who cares who the All-Star Game MVP is? You play like one inning. What a weird take.
You want to get to you want to interject with Alex Cora yesterday afternoon since we were talking about it, and then we'll extend, they said it.
Actually, I grabbed the wrong Alex Cora cut. I just realized the date on it. That's my fault. So we can we'll tease that for a second. Let's hear from Joe Mazzulla after the Celtics lost last night. Had this to say about his message to the guys.
No. I mean, we're all pissed. I mean, we all hate losing, and that was my message. Was a great reminder that losing still sucks. So I love the fact that the staff's miserable. The guys are pissed. No, not happy about it, but. We got to come back and do it again the next day. And I think it's great. Like you said, at the end of the day, it doesn't have much of an impact. But you know, it still sucks, and we're all miserable right now. So, you know, we'll get back after it the next day.
Yeah. Got six games left before the postseason, and just try to get as many people as healthy as they can.
Yep.
Moving into that, get, you know, try to get as many people playing together that you can for a little bit, just so they can kind of, you know, get some of that chemistry back. But your focus is strictly playoffs.
Sure. And then you got to figure out, Joe Mazzulla will figure out how, you know, how much of a load management situation you end up with Jaylen Brown. We talked about that yesterday with Mego. And
right.
I'm sure he wants to get to, can he get to 65 for, so he gets,
I'm
so
not
he's all NBA eligible.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now how many games
he
played.
But do you, like, I'm sure he wants to. So that's probably an internal issue that Joe Mazzulla has to deal with, right?
Yeah, because it says right now he's played in, what, 60?
60.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's got to get to five more games. They have six more games. Just to, he'd have to play every one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't believe we're 2 months away from the finals.
I know.
This season is so effing long.
I tell you, it's the last 15 games of the season. That's why they should shorten it.
Yeah.
It is the last 15 games of the season. Shorten the season.
Do you think, I mean that sincerely, Greg, I mean, Wiggs, do you think fans would pay 15% more or whatever it would have to be for tickets to cut the number over the season? Because that's the only way they'd do it. They'd have to get the same revenue.
I mean, fans, I don't know if they would do it, but ultimately they feel like they're getting gassed anyways now, so they would probably complain about it. But I think it would be better for the product. The product would be better, and so, you know, better product means you got to pay more.
Yeah.
All right, the rest of they said it, including what Alex Cora said on this radio station yesterday afternoon about Rafael Devers coming up next.